Hallelujah. Good morning, precious family. Thank you for all the inspiration this morning. It's beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We commit the day to you. Establish our thoughts, Lord, so we can acknowledge you in all our ways, in whatever we do, so that you can make our path straight. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 90, Psalm of Moses. And we're reading from verse 7 to 9.
For we are brought to an end by your anger, by your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh.
Oh, shame. Yeah, we got Moses, and he's having this. These words is a pity party above all pity parties, because we all know what has happened. The beauty was made available, this beautiful, you could say, children's home, the earth, beautiful colors, variety of animals, just so much beauty, and the presence of God, the greatest beauty, walking with God. But we know the story. They turned away from the most beautiful inheritance, blessing man could ever dream or imagine, and to listen to the voice of the evil one, and the fall came. So this is the expressing the heart sore, the pain. But praise God, we've got a bigger and a better message to bring. God so loved, not anger. We go from anger now to love, where God has moved. Mercy has triumphed over judgment. And he sent his son so that we don't perish but have eternal life. And eternal life is found in the kingdom. And so Jesus came representing the kingdom in every way, staying close to God's word, his presence, his leading. He himself said he'd done nothing but what the Father told him to do and showed him, what the Father showed him that he needs to do. And that's the beauty that we have got now. And yes, and then ultimately we know the story, he had to die. He who knew no sin became sin so that we can partake of the right, become the righteousness of God. So the reality is here, guys. Jesus has come, showed the beauty of the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, died for us, is now ruling and reigning. When we turn to him and he calls us, he draws us with cords of love, and we are born again. In his own words, he says, now you can see the kingdom. Why? Because you've entered the kingdom. Colossians tells us we translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. In Hebrews, where's the 12:22, we have come to the Mount Zion, the kingdom. That's the kingdom. Amen. And he says, now we are citizens of this kingdom. We're in the world, but not of the world. We are citizens of the kingdom of God, and that's what we represent. And the kingdom in us is his leading, his plan for us. And that which is written in heaven for us, our destiny, our purpose, that's what we are exploring now. We are enjoying the goodness of the fullness that has been made available in Jesus. And it's now coming to us, and then we are taking it into the world, and we are drawing others into this beautiful light, this beautiful kingdom, Mount Zion, city of the living God. And this kingdom is here to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Amen, man. Hallelujah. Be blessed, my brothers and sisters, as you arise and shine in the beauty of the kingdom realities that is now ours in fellowship with the Father and Son. Amen.
Amen.